Matter of Christopher R. Higgins. Can we please have appearances?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice and Associate Justices of the Court, and may it please the Court, Ryan Moriarty, Deputy Ethics Counsel on behalf of the Office of Attorney Ethics.
Good afternoon, Mr. Chief Justice, and may it please the Court, Christopher Roy Higgins, H-I-G-G-I-N-S, respondent appearing pro se.
Good afternoon. Mr. Moriarty.
Thank you, Mr. Chief Justice. The OAA agrees with the board's findings and recommendations for discipline for the three disciplinary matters which are presently before the court. These three matters were decided as defaults due to respondent's failure to answer the complaints. The OAA is aware that respondent was facing personal circumstances contemporaneously with the three default matters, which may explain his behavior and lack of cooperation in those matters. However, due to respondent's failure to file a brief by December 18th, 2020, or thereafter, as directed by the court's order, and despite repeated efforts by the OAA to obtain his brief, the OAA is presently without information regarding respondent's position and or defense in these matters. Accordingly, although the OAA agrees with the final recommendation of discipline of a 3-month suspension for these three matters, the OAA will defer to the court as whether any suspension should be served prospectively or retroactively to respondent's previous temporary suspension. If the court has any questions, I'd be happy to answer them.
Just as to your recommendation, there are three matters with three separate recommendations, but you're consolidating them under the umbrella of one order of a 3-month suspension. Is that your position?
The position would be that the reprimand was appropriate at the time of the reprimand for the first matter, the censure for the second, and ultimately the 3-month suspension for the third matter, Your Honor.
So are you asking for three separate disciplinary findings by this court and imposition of discipline three separate times?
I've never had this situation come up before, Your Honor, so I will defer to the court as the appropriate way, but I do believe ultimately that the 3-month suspension is appropriate.
Counsel, does Mr. Higgins owe any money to a client, and has he paid any monies that may be due as a result of arbitration or whatever?
It is my understanding, Justice Alvin, that there was a approximate $300 default judgment that was entered against Mr. Higgins. It's my understanding that over the summer of 2020 that Mr. Higgins had paid that after he was contacted by Ms. Haney of the court to address that outstanding judgment. Other than that, I do not believe there are any outstanding balances that are due to any clients related to these three matters.
Any other questions for the OAE? Thank you, Mr. Moriarty.
Thank you.
Mr. Higgins?
Mr. Chief Justice, and again, I apologize for coming before this tribunal on these matters. As Mr. Moriarty alluded to, I did not submit a brief. These matters are my first encounters with the Office of Attorney Ethics in the disciplinary system. And I was not, the time I didn't know how to properly prepare a brief. I wasn't even certain that a brief was required, but leaving that as it is, I'm not here to make excuses for my actions or to, find ways of justifying it. Mr. Moriarty already alluded to personal circumstances that I was going through at the time that led me to drop the ball on these matters. My solo practice was floundering, for lack of a better phrase. That coupled with the implosion of my marriage and significant substance abuse and mental issues was the reason why things got the way that they were. I did not respond to the OAE's request for a demand on in a timely fashion, which led to the interim suspension. I did retain counsel and an accountant to have their concerns relating to the IULTA matter addressed, which led to me being reinstated. Mr. Moriarty is correct that I was contacted about the default judgment owed to one particular client. I did transmit a payable instrument to the special civil part officer that was handling it. I'll follow up if for whatever reason that was never addressed, and I will have it taken care of immediately. As far as I know, it's dealt with. But since my reinstatement, there's only been one grievance filed against me by a client. That grievance was dismissed by the local DRB as frivolous. Beyond that, there have been no complaints against me since my reinstatement to the practice of law. I would defer to the court as to the imposition of discipline. I'm not saying that I don't deserve it. My actions or inactions in these cases do not accurately reflect me as a practicing attorney. I wish to move on with my career, and I'd never want to put myself in a situation like this again. And I will take whatever steps are necessary to ensure that I do not come before the Office of Attorney Ethics on anything like this again. I have been sober for the past almost 8 months. I have moved on from my failed marriage and my failed solo practice, and I have taken every step necessary to better myself as an attorney and as an upstanding citizen and as a father. And I would ask that, you know, if the suspension is to be imposed, that Your Honors take into consideration the almost 8 months served as an interim suspension between 2018 and 2019.
Mr. Higgins, none of us are looking to pry into personal matters, and we're mindful that this is a public proceeding, but we haven't received information with respect to substance abuse and other health issues that you alluded to. Have you received treatment?
Your Honor, I previously was receiving treatment with a therapist and a psychiatrist back around the time that these were all taking place. Since then, I have not, you know, my sobriety has been me handling my own willpower. I've not sought treatment for that. I've relied upon the help and support of my own family, which, while it may not be, I've relied on the help and support of my own family to get me back to where I was before all of this happened. So at the moment, Chief Justice Ravner, I'm not undergoing any treatment.
Because of the concern to protect the public, can you provide a letter for us from a medical practitioner?
I can contact the facility that I was seeking treatment to provide something stating that I was being seen by that facility.
As well as their assessment of how things stand at the end of your treatment?
I will make that request. I should caution that I have not sought treatment at that particular facility or any other facility since approximately 2018. Without getting too deep into the personal circumstances, a lot of the issues that led to me seeking a mental health treatment no longer became an issue once I left my former marital residence. I'll leave it at that, but I will obtain that document.
About how long of a period?
Are you familiar with the Lawyer's Assistance Program?
I am, Justice Lavecchi. I was made aware of that by Mr. Saunders, who was Mr. Moriarty's predecessor in my case.
Mm-hmm. Have you reached out to them at all?
Not as of yet. It has been something that I've been meaning to do. For whatever reason, I have not done it. I will contact them. I will contact them later on this afternoon to see if they, you know, see what they can assist me with, if anything.
One last question with respect to treatment. About how long of a period of time did you have treatment?
If I had to quantify it, this would have been from, I know it took place, this would have been the fall of 2014 is when I started seeking treatment. I remember this because the individual that I was seeing, I had been seeing him prior to my opening up my own solo practice. And I continued seeing this particular facility up until the end of 2017, the beginning of 2018. And again, forgive me, I don't remember, have the exact dates in front of me.
Are you practicing now?
At the moment, Justice Albin, I am not affiliated with the firm. I have been doing document review projects for the past couple of months. The last firm I was with, The association ended in August of last year. I worked briefly as in-house counsel for a company up in North Jersey for 6 weeks exactly until I was separated from that company due to, as they put it, redundancy. Since that date, which would have been the end of October, I have not been actively engaged in the practice of law.
Are you engaged in any other gainful pursuit?
Other than the document review projects that I previously alluded to, I am not. I'm currently seeking, you know, a full-time position with a law firm, but as of right now, I am not actively engaged in the practice of law.
Are you currently in a program, substance abuse program?
No, no, Justice Solomon. I have not sought to engage in a program. If I had to, and my reason for that, primarily, my substance abuse was never, I don't want to quantify as an addiction. My issue was volume, for lack of a better phrase. I was able to drastically decrease that once I left the prior marital residence and moved back with family. And Memorial Day weekend of 2019, I said, that's enough. I have no desire to continue doing this. And since that date, I have not let myself be tempted.
Are you, and this could just be a yes or no answer, I don't want to get into inappropriate areas, but are you currently on medication of any kind? Not any kind, related to your substance abuse and mental health issues?
No, Your Honor. I had been previously prescribed a medication related to the mental health concerns. I have not been on medication since the beginning of 2018. And I should qualify that statement. I don't know if the medication helped when I was on it, because of the self-medicating that I was doing, I fear that it had been counterproductive.
Mr. Higgins, without getting into too many questions that might be uncomfortable for you to answer in this forum, we are left without a lot of information because we have several defaults in this matter. Can you put together a letter explaining the concerns to the court that previously existed and offering some detail about that, and taking a stab at explaining to the court why we should not be concerned going forward?
I will do that, Mr. Chief Justice. About what time frame would this court prefer a letter to be drafted?
We'll have the clerk of the court contact you after the argument.
Okay. I will make sure everything gets done within the before the time frame set by this court.
Following through with the lawyer's assistance program may also be of help to you.
I will do that as well, Justice Albin. I will contact them as soon as we are done here this afternoon.
Other questions, anyone? Very good. Court will take the matter under consideration. Thank you, counsel.